to slaying the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater, it began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor, it began. It didn't end on 9/11, it began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it.
If not you, who? Time is short. Lines are formed. Time to awake or dream. Choose life or death. You a sheep or a sheepdog? Warrior or slave? Jabbed or not? Victim or survivor? Do not line up. Step out. Do not consume. Save. Do not obey. Resist. Do not believe. Discern. Do not trust. Do not conform. Rebel. Do not submit. Refuse. Do not kneel. Stand. We stand together alone. Conceived, orphaned, and adopted, claimed by Christians, initiated by Indigenous, tribally trained, martial arts mastered, PSYOPs and special forces served, decades of duty in DEA and DIA, intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved, dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Greetings, David Avocado Wolf here. I love Brighteon TV. I've been there since from the very beginning when Mike Adams founded it, him and his crew, and I support it 1,000%. One of the best platforms of free speech on earth.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Point, wishing my Eastern Orthodox brethren a sacred Resurrection Day coming up. They follow the lunar calendar, which is the original Hebrew calendar. So their Easter or Resurrection Sunday or Resurrection Day is this weekend. I want to remind you to, if you can, follow me on patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather. Put out a lot of important information there at the $5, $15, and $25 levels. At the $15 level this month, I've put out a digital opt-out exhaust guide, which is a law enforcement level that will really help as well. Of course, the $25 level is the daily training videos. Been talking about the Sergeant Perry shooting in Austin and alternatives to that through tactical vehicle operations, which I taught for many years to all of the military branches, all the intelligence. And of course, I've taught at Quantico and the farm as well. So those are things to take a look at patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather at the $5, $15, or $25 level. Or you can go to the jeffreyprather.locals.com for curated news stories as well. But lots of important information there coming out. And encouraging you also to go into jeffreyprather.com/shop to try out the new Fallout Rescue Kit, the Jab Rescue Kit. For those who had jab regret, has been very successful. And the new Fallout Rescue Kit is in response to our East Palestine neighbors and all of the attacks that are occurring with the harmful emission. Of course, I'm always telling you to get your Faraday bags. And of course, go into the Brighteon store and use the 5% discount code PRATHERPOINT as well. I'm using the chlorella and copper right now. I'm an old vet who's been road hard and put away wet by the government from my intelligence, special forces, and special agent work. And that has really helped me as well. But those are some important benefits that you should use as things get worse. Because again, we are in my assessment, World War IV, GWAT, Government War on Terror, was World War III. And this is a fourth generation resistance movement versus a fifth generation biodigital, but it is going kinetic. As military age fighting men come across from China, from Ukraine, everywhere across our southern border. The southern border, I worked for a decade as a DEA special agent there, and these kinetic attacks are increasing. The war is running, but it's a covert, quiet war. They're not wearing uniforms, but the 20,000 cows that were just burned alive in Texas was clearly sabotage. Just like the derailments, these are sabotage. The war is on. You need your IFAC, your individual first aid kits, which I'm recommending. It's a different kind of kit. And so get in the fight. The latest example of that fight is, I think people are taking my advice. I just saw a Substack come out, Ricky Tikki Tavi Substack saying, is Musk akin to Schindler? And of course, I say to either whistleblow them, like I became a whistleblower with the DEA, with Fast and Furious running drugs north to the Sinaloa cartel, which came out in the Niebla Zambada trial in federal court in exchange for the Fast and Furious guns going south. Or you can stay inside and Schindler them. Schindler was a Catholic Nazi working for the Nazis, saving Jews, and sabotaging the armaments he was making for the Nazis. I put this young National Guard airman in the Schindler category clearly, and it is pathetic. If we can take a look at the video here of what they he was trying to tell the truth. This kid, an E-1, you know, very little threat. Then you can see the heavily armored FBI HRT guys, which I knew because I was a firearms instructor at DEA. We went there. We share the ranges still there. Just pathetic. Disgusting. Of course, Hunter gets away with everything. Hiller gets away with everything. Child molestation, pedophilia. Pedo Joe is a pedophile. I've shown you those pictures before, but here they're going after a young patriot kid who is exposing the Nazi support we are doing in Ukraine, and they're going to make an example of him. And here they've now. There's a lot more behind. Why does a National Guard Massachusetts National Guard E1 have access to gun stuff. There's more behind this. There's more, just like this friend who is blacked out. This is more deep state covert intelligence, espionage, and sabotage going on behind the scenes. But the important thing here to realize is that just like with the FBI whistleblowers and the 600 so FBI that resigned, you know, and Todd Callender credits me with some of my whistleblower speeches to the FAA and other things in help of that. And there was the whistleblower inside the seventh floor with the FBI exposing them. This is another example of that. And so my prediction that there would be more Pentagon papers coming out, the original Pentagon papers being the Vietnam War lies, are now eclipsed by these Pentagon papers. And there will be more. There will be more whistleblowers. This is a lot deeper dive than is being shown, because the talking head actors interviewing talking heads like Merrick Garland, they are just reading scripts, just like Pedo Joe and Joe's Pedos. They are. There's a lot more behind this that is coming and is very important. But they are, look now for a Psy crucifixion of this kid, because they want to make him an example. That's what crucifixion was about. That's what Spartacus crucifixion was about. Yeshua crucifixion, tens of thousands of others, is, hey, if you don't step in line, we will do this. And so that's coming next. However, to crucify means to magnify 1,000 times, as I talked about last week on Easter week and Pesach and Passover. And this will not bring about the desired result from the deep state tyrants. This will increase resistance, and it should. It used to be that the news media was the fourth branch of government, the other three branches in line. Now the news media has been totally co-opted by the intelligence community to run psyops. They don't collect intelligence, they collect people, they run psyops. The FBI says they only run foreign information influence operations. That's not true. They are everywhere running it domestically. The whole rascally Russians, Russiagate, CrowdStrike thing with Trump. Back in my day, a decade ago, you know, they lied, changed documents, perjured about me, then Flynn, then Trump. This is what they do. And now they're drilling down even more. And this is a serious inflection point to realize what is going on, because the documents that came out exposed what me, McGregor, and I can't think of the other Marine's name, Scott Ritter, that's it, have been saying, is the Ukrainians are losing. The Ukrainian losses are huge, 200 guys a day, a battalion a day. The Russian losses are much less. We are supporting the Nazis and the biolabs, and we are totally on the wrong side of this, because we are in bed with the global cabal via the deep state. So that's what's going on there. Prayers, this young airman who will be Psy crucified for all of this, but there's more behind this, more coming than is shown. There's a lot more intelligence, espionage, and sabotage going on behind this. But I want to get to my special guest today, Nate Kane. Nate, thanks for coming on, and thanks for your patience. Got started, I had to get that out.
Great to be on with a fellow whistleblower. I think we're, you know, there's a brotherhood there. We've been through the ringer.
There is. And get ready for it, brother, and watch your immune system, because it tears it up. And, you know, I've been through this now, and I know whistleblowers, but it's not fun. But I can tell you, you know, I told Flynn, that you'll get through this with God, and appreciate right. your efforts, and we'll keep you in our prayers. And we will promote your efforts here. But first, I want to set the stage that, you know, I was a DEA 87 special agent, went to the FBI Academy, but you were a contractor with their cyber works. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I was in their information assurance division, and was hired as a subject matter expert in cybersecurity to architect, design, and deploy their vulnerability management system across the entire FBI with all their field agents, all the satellite offices, everything.
And so the inflection point that brings you on and into sharp focus is here is that you were part of the October 4th CONEC raid in Michigan, correct?
That is correct. Yes. So my company ended up being hired by LA County District Attorney's Office, and we were actually hired by the assistant DA to assist with their court-ordered arrest warrant and search warrant. And we had skills in cyber forensic capture, and they were dealing with something they'd never dealt with before, which was the potential for, you know, capturing information, you know, potentially on foreign servers, as well as, you know, dealing with a potential, Chinese, spy ring, essentially. So that is what we were there to do, was to basically utilize our skills. I had a team of several guys, all cyber protection team members, that, you know, basically moonlight with me, in this kind of work. And one of them, you know, is he's an FBI forensics guy. Another guy's a DEA forensics guy. And so we had some of the best, you know, guys out there doing this work with us. But they're all, serving right now, serving their country as Army National Guard guys. And so they're on rotation. But they were doing some work with me. And we did this work in Michigan. And and originally we thought we were just going to be basically gathering these servers at their location there in Michigan and bringing them, you know, they would be brought back to evidence and then we would be going through them there. But while we were there, there was an employee who became a cooperating witness and we ended up basically going in to these servers that were overseas and gathering all the evidence and data that we had. And we found that there was voter poll worker data, as well as election judge data and inventory, the election inventory system data found on Chinese servers. So it was a very, very grueling task. I mean, I think we put well over, 600 hours into this, because when you're capturing stuff, especially in a live environment, you have to be very careful that you don't tip them off as to what you're doing. And so, you have to pull down that stuff slowly and methodically. And you also, there's a lot of precautions involved. And, just like anything, when you're dealing with a criminal case, you have to be very careful about evidence handling. And so, we took extreme procedures to make sure that we document and recorded everything that we were doing, and that we were using, forensically wiped drives and hashing all of the evidence files, all of that. And then after we, completed that work, there was additional stuff that we found, because we weren't quite honestly, we weren't expecting to see what, what we saw, which was that there was a Chinese company that was essentially doing the software development and all of the software maintenance for this company. And what we discovered was that we got behind the Chinese firewall and we found documents that showed that this Chinese company actually had ties to the CCP. And then at that point, I had no choice but to take that information, package it up and provide it to DCSA, the Defense Counterintelligence Security Agency, because as a cleared contractor, I have a sworn obligation to provide them information that that could be a potential Chinese espionage or intelligence operation working against the United States and against our critical infrastructure. So I provided that information to them, and now now we're in a difficult situation, because I don't think that George Gascon was very happy about that. And so, we ended up, basically getting denied the opportunity to work on that evidence that was collected in terms of the servers. And we finished all of our reports and we handed those over. But we're now currently, you know, entering litigation against LA County District Attorney's Office because they have not paid us. So it has been a very interesting case, to say the least.
Well, you're going to get, I can tell you from one time I had five lawyers simultaneously. You're going to get hit from all sides. Make sure you keep your own personal records on this. So to be clear here, you were hired as a contractor, subject matter expert by the FBI. You did very chain of custody evidence for the cyber evidence. You discovered Chinese espionage clearly while contracting for the FBI. And I believe the you're talking about Grant Bradley, who was working for Konec, the company. I mean, you may not be able to say it, but I can say it, who has provided a clear affidavit to True the Vote in the Texas case with Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, whom I spoke at their Pitt event and since have cut communications because Greg has now admitted he's an FBI, although I've invited Catherine to come back on, but she has not. But he clearly says in his affidavit that the stuff's going to China. He's affirming what you said. He's an eyewitness to that. And also,
that's right.
You are a matter expert as well. And so,
right. I do want to clarify one point though. So I was not in this regard. This had nothing to do with us working with the FBI at all. In fact, we were hired directly by LA County District Attorney's Office, the ADA, Eric Neff. And my FBI whistleblowing had to do with Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, but that was like 5 years ago. And so, you know, that was kind of what the first thing that kind of, you know, made me come out and become a public person, because prior to that, I really had no social media presence at all. But in regards to the FBI, we provided all of this evidence and information, you know, to Los Angeles County. We also, you know, once essentially LA County cut ties with us, you know, I had asked LA County on multiple occasions to please inform the other counties whose data that we found. And there were several other counties we found data of. In fact, there was one major breach of a large county, and I'm not going to name them at this point, but I provided all the evidence to their police superintendent, and he took that information and went to the FBI, and the FBI told him, we're not interested. So it's interesting because, you know, when I took this information to DCSA, DCSA actually went through their process of validating the data, having an analyst, you know, review it, and they determined that it needed to be investigated by the FBI. And so they had submitted a request to the FBI to investigate this. But the fact that the FBI completely ignored this, you know, county's, you know, request, I thought was interesting. So I don't know what is going on. I of course know about, you know, True the Vote and you know, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, you know, request to get information to regarding this to the FBI, and that, you know, things kind of went south and they turned against them. But I don't know what the, you know, I can't speak for the FBI why they're, you know, not treating this more seriously. But yes, I did speak with the CI, and I ended up, we both, my business partner and I, interviewed him on the site in Michigan. Of course, the investigating officer, you know, on the case, you know, did a detailed interview with him, and he cooperated and helped, you know, help us to, you know, basically fill in the, you know, a lot of the pieces on this. And the fact is, this data was going to China. There's no doubt about it. And not only that, but also China was doing, from everything that we can see, they were doing the software development for this company, for this product. And that really is the key, because what the issue that LA County initially brought this case against them was that he had sworn, he had basically signed his name in a sworn affidavit saying, when I say he, meaning Eugene Yu, that his company's software was developed here in the United States, and that data was not being held, you know, on foreign servers, both of which were lies. You know, both of those things were not true. And of course, you know, that company ended up bringing a defamation suit, you know, against True the Vote for basically, you know, making those, you know, those statements to that fact. And and what we found on these servers, you know, in a court authorized search warrant, did in fact, you know, prove those things to be true. And so it was, you know, exculpatory, you know, to, you know, to True the Vote and, you know, the Catherine Engelbrick and Greg Phillips. So, so it's kind of a, you know, we're dealing in this world where now it seems like, you know, there is not equal justice under the law anymore. You know, and I heard you talking about, you know, in your intro, you know, about your background, you know, and your whistleblowing, but yeah, we're dealing with a world where, depending on, you know, what your political affiliation is or what your political views are, or whether you're towing the line or, you know, spreading the narrative that, that the, you know, deep state wants you to spread, you will be either, you know, helped or hurt in this process of trying to bring justice. And that is something that, you know, I've experienced personally, you know, previously when I was working at the FBI 5 years ago, but also, you know, even now as I have, you know, interactions with the FBI on, you know, some of these matters.
Well, we have to take a break here in a second, but and I want to come back to all of this. But the FBI came out with an affidavit saying that Konek was clear and everything. Now Konek has vacated Michigan, but there's a lot behind this. And really, this is not just a law enforcement case. This is really an espionage case. And I believe, because I worked DEA and DIA simultaneously, that they're covering these classifications because they don't have to reveal stuff when it's classified. And they did this with Flynn. They did this with Trump. They're doing this with everybody. But we'll talk more about that after this break. But these revelations are very important to get out. And I salute you for your courage and patriotism. We'll be right back after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Right back with you after this.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightionStore.com.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather. This is the Prather Point interviewing brave whistleblower Nate Kane, who is also running for office now to fix our broken system. Nate, thanks for everything you're doing. And we also want to put up your information that you're running for office. But I wanted to also ask you about the FBI saying that they had cleared this company, and that affidavit has never come out. Have you ever seen that affidavit?
No, I have never seen that. And if they're saying that, you know, that there was nothing to this, and that, you know, that this, you know, if what you're saying is true, that they cleared this, then I don't know how that's even possible. What we saw at, you know, at best was gross negligence, you know, and, you know, was a complete, dereliction of their responsibility, but, and also would have been violating, you know, their contract, you know, with, you know, with the LA County and several counties, I'm sure. But, you know, at worst, you know, it could be a lot worse than that, because like I said, what we found was, you know, that there was a Chinese company, that was involved, you know, in this, and was involved in developing software, into building, you know, bits and pieces of the code, in fact, you know, that allowed for escalation of privileges. And there were many other things that we found. And I'm not, you know, at a place to really get into too many of the details because of, you know, potential litigation, but it was significant. And it was significant enough, like I said, for DCSA to ask, you know, the FBI to investigate it. So I don't think they would have done that had, you know, that evidence that we provided them been determined, you know, uncredible or something. So I don't understand why LA County dismissed their case against them to begin with, because the case, they had all the evidence they needed, you know, to bring the case to trial. But I know they did say that they wanted to, you know, go in and get into these servers and do, you know, basically a more thorough job. And that I can understand. You know, it just seems to me, you know, like another cover up, you know, and this seems to be, you know, something that I've seen before, you know, unfortunately, and often it happens too often, you know, in our country, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I guess you've got experience Uranium One there as well. So I assume you know that the servers have finally downloaded after 3 weeks. The data is massive. And what I want to get out to you and all patriots is the court is going to let Konex attorneys have that data, then send it to the True the Vote Texas case. And of course, if Konex lawyers get that, they are going to redact whatever they want. The chain of custody will be violated completely there. So somebody, as a friend of the court, immediately needs to petition the court to unseal that server download so patriots can then scrutinize it across the country and get involved. And I hope that's something that you can get out to the folks that are working with you and perhaps your campaign as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now there is, you know, there, so there's evidence that's on these servers, and my understanding from what, you know, what the CI had told us was that all of the data is there. Like it shows everything, right? What we captured live, you know, on these servers that were in Beijing was we found that there was sufficient evidence of several counties, but it was like about 180 day window, you know, of what essentially this company has been doing for, you know, several years. So these servers apparently, from what I've been told, have the data that of what's been going on for the last, you know, several years. Whereas what we captured was like a, you know, it was a window in time, you know, 120 or 180 days, something like that. But we have plenty of evidence, even just enough ourselves. And we've created we have, of course, the unredacted report, which shows the PII, but we've created redacted reports that essentially show everything except for the PII, because we don't want to obviously, you know, put people's, you know, personally identifiable information, you know, out there in the public. And we've not released that yet to anyone publicly, other than to government officials and to law enforcement. And I was willing actually to testify in the court down in Texas to provide that information to the court under seal, because at the time there was an ongoing investigation with LA County. I didn't want to jeopardize that. And so I had offered to provide those reports to the court, but the judge in that case made it clear he wasn't interested and that he would not allow for anything to be sealed. And even if it was sealed, he would violate, his own, order anyway. So it was what I believe was a very corrupt judge, who's now had to recuse himself. So, this issue is not going to go away. And and the thing about it is, I've already been through this, I've been through this rodeo before, in terms of, having to expose something and having, people come after me for it. Obviously, in the first case, it was the FBI, obviously the Clintons and whatnot. But, when you go through something like that and you come out of it, when you do the right thing and, you get through it with the Lord's help, you don't have any fear anymore. It removes, yes, this fear, yes, from you. And you be, in a way, they made me into, they made me into, the person that I am, in the sense that I'm no longer, yes, afraid, and I will go on the offense and I will, bring these things to light. I'm not afraid of them, because I know that at the end of the day, if I'm doing what is righteous, my God will protect me. But just as like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, when the king told them to bow down and worship the idol, they said, oh, great king, we're not going to bow down to your idol, and you can throw us into the fire and our God will save us. But even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to your idol. And so there is a level of defiance, that builds up inside of you against, evil. When you fight against evil and you survive it, you come out of it, a much stronger person and much more secure in the knowledge of, of your God. And that is really, I think, what has happened in my life. And so now the reason I'm running for office is because there are these problems that are going on currently right now within our government. And we need, I think, courageous people who are going to stand up and not be afraid and not be intimidated into silence, or be corrupted by, whatever, money or power. Clearly, I walked away when I was at the FBI. I walked away from the highest paid job I ever had in my life in order, to blow the whistle, because I knew I was going to have to leave there. I knew there was nothing for me to gain by doing it, but I knew it was the right thing to do. And so, I think, when it comes to facing, that kind of a test, I passed.
Amen, brother. Very well said. Let's put up Nate's campaign information there to promote him, and because this is what we need, is statesmen in office as well. And please talk a little bit about that as well, of your effort, sure, there, and what you're trying to do.
Yes, I really had no intentions of running for office. I have a successful cybersecurity company, that I mentioned was hired in this case, related to Konich. And, we've been doing a lot of other, types of, I think, really great work, and it's exciting and I enjoy it. And really even that came about as a result of, I had a great job with a company in Virginia. And of course, when the COVID, crisis came about, the Biden administration required that all, mid-sized companies require their employees to be vaccinated. I refused. And they said, well, then you can't work here anymore. And I said, okay, then, have a nice day. And I went and I started my own company, and it has been very successful, and the Lord has blessed it. And so there's really no reason for me to want to walk away from that. But, after November, I was praying and I was asking, the Lord to raise up righteous men and women to run for office. And it was at that time that, you know, I ended up, you know, I ended up hearing this voice in my head say, well, what about you? And, you know, my first response was to say, well, hold on a minute, God, you know, I just got my life back. You know, I just, I got my company going. You know, I'm enjoying my life. I don't know why I would want to run for office. And besides, I didn't really see a path to do it. Alex Mooney, you know, he's got a conservative voting record. He had just won, you know, by a large margin. And, you know, I didn't really see a path. And so I just prayed. I said, well, God, I've learned not to say no to him. And, but I do negotiate sometimes, although, you know, it always seems to work out in favor of God. But, I said, well, Lord, if you want me to do this, you're gonna have to create a path. And so 2 days later, I was typing in Alex Mooney's name, into Google, and I was gonna, you know, write an email to his, you know, to his office about this Connich situation, actually. And as I was typing in his name, it popped down and it said, 2 minutes ago, Alex Mooney announces he's running against Joe Manchin for the Senate seat in 2024. And so it was at that time I realized, well, you know, I guess I better honor my word and what I, you know, had told God. So I filed, and I've been, you know, being obedient to what I believe he's called me to do. And I look at my life and I recognize, okay, there are some major issues, you know, in the government. Not just in the FBI, but in the intelligence community as a whole, I had worked for Marfor Cyber and was detached to the NSA. I was read on to FISA and 702 and all of these, you know, intelligence and surveillance authorities. And so I'm very aware of the capabilities that we have. And I can say with certainty that those capabilities are being abused to spy on the American people and to violate their Fourth Amendment rights. And now, as we've learned from the Twitter files, apparently they're also violating our First Amendment rights by ensuring, you know, that, you know, these big tech companies are censoring us and censoring conservatives and censoring Christians and censoring Republicans. And this is absolutely, you know, it's an abomination, you know, to American freedom and to our Constitution. And somebody's got to stand up against it. And I intend to, you know, Lord willing, if I get elected, I'm going to be, you know, a very loud voice in Congress, you know, to fight against this sort of thing. And I have no problem, you know, putting it all on the line, because at the end of the day, I don't want to be a politician for life. So, you know, if I go out there and I go up against the, you know, the machine, and I, you know, and they, you know, they work to, you know, try to destroy me and prevent my, you know, me from getting reelected, then so be it. But I'm going to do everything I can to protect the American people. And that is ultimately what I think every congressman who takes that oath, you know, to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that is what their primary responsibility is to do. And many of them, unfortunately, are failing us.
Amen. That's awesome. And that's been my experience too. I mean, a decade ago, I was saying, hey, Eric Holder's lying, the DOJ's lying, yeah, and MSPB's changing documents about me, and DEA's lying. And, you know, a decade later, they're like, well, of course the Attorney General's lying, the DEA changes documents, and Kleinsmith. But, you know, and now when I get introduced, I get standing ovations with 5,000 people. But back then it wasn't fun. And I see you emerging through that same thing. And this is exactly how the Roman Empire fell and was outloved by Christians. I see the exact same parallel happening. And first it was kind of like, and in my day in Special Forces wasn't even a branch in the 80s. And then it became a branch. So it became a branch path, Army Green Berets, where you could go. And now SOCOM, you know, Milley is SF and Ranger, and he's a traitor. He calls China his Chinese counterpart instead of Trump. That's it. That's treason.
He should. Yeah, 100% agree with you on that. Yep. How the heck he's still in the Pentagon blows my mind.
But your background in the intelligence community, in the big dog NSA, because we both know NSA is the big dog, not the CIA, in the intel community. Right. And your experience in there is going to be even more valuable. I see God's divine providence working through you because of that expertise that you can now mm-hmm. bring, because it's no longer just about, you know, Green Berets and Rangers and plenty of them. What's his name? Crenshaw, the Squeal in Texas, sold out to WEF and everything. But this next level of revealing the deep state through the intelligence community, which is really, I think, DARPA and BARDA beyond that, which is really goes back to genetic modification, which really goes back to the dragon warring upon the lady's seed to change it. You know, getting biblical here. That's really
we're living in biblical times.
We do. We, creation of the state of Israel, you know, boom, everything starts happening from them. And so you've got, I can see why God is positioning you to do this. And no, it's not fun to go through, but you know, you will succeed, because it's not really us succeeding. It's God.
Yeah.
I kind of laughed when, because I was thinking of Moses, hey, I can't speak well. I was thinking of John Denver and, oh God, hey, I'm just a grocery clerk, you know.
You know. Well, just remember, I always think about, you know, it was a young 14-year-old, you know, shepherd boy, you know, that took down Goliath with one stone. And that's because he had God on his side. You know, when Jeremiah the prophet was told to, you know, to go be a prophet to the nations and go, you know, uproot and destroy and tear down and overthrow and to build and to plant, Jeremiah's response was, whoa, hey, wait a minute, I'm too young. You know, I can't speak. Nobody's going to listen to me. And God told him not to be afraid, but to go and do, you know, go where he told him to go and speak to the people, and that he would put his words into his mouth and to not be afraid. And, you know, and I think that we're living in times where more and more people God is calling and raising up for that purpose. I know that at the end of the day, I'm going to stand before my maker. And everything that I did on this earth, you know, I'm going to be looked at, you know, and I know that God is going to, hopefully, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want. That's what I desire more than anything else. You know, this life is just a brief moment, you know, for eternity. And I think that having that attitude and that understanding of our position, you know, in this world, and that we have a purpose here that's just more than just survival and more than just enjoying life or getting ahead, you know, is important. Last summer, I'm laying on my boat, and I mean, Lord has really blessed me. After losing everything, everything has been restored to me. And I was laying on my boat on a beautiful day on the Potomac and thinking to myself, I hope this never ends. And I heard that still small voice then say to me, son, enjoy it while it lasts, because this is just a vacation. I've got more work for you to do. And so I didn't know what exactly that meant and what he meant, you know, what he intended for me. But, you know, it was, you know, a few months after that, or several months after that, that the, you know, that I got that call to run for office. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. God will wring you out and then restore you. We only got 4 minutes left, but I would like you to say again where you are, your website, and where people can support you. And I also want to throw out the idea of individuals suing for their information going out. Maybe that's something that your supporters can do as well, to bring multiple lawsuits to flank them in lawfare in this as well. And I'd also like to come back on another long form show, my praise. Thursdays and Thursdays, I'm not in an hour segment. We can go into even more depth if you're interested in that. But put out where people can support you, and also if you would, you know, if you have any thoughts on the individual lawsuits to bring, because when we flank them, there's many more of us than them.
Yeah,
and they're afraid of us.
Well, I do certainly have, like I said, I have unredacted information with all the names of, you know, many of these poll workers, and I know the counties that were affected. And that's a great idea. I'll talk to my attorney about it and see if we could maybe, you know, reach out to these people to put together a class action lawsuit, because clearly, the federal government, when they expose our information, they're required to notify us. As far as I know, none of these people have been notified about anything, and their data was sitting on Chinese servers. You know, their personally identifiable information. as far as where people can meet, you know, can learn more about me, can learn more about my campaign. They can also support me and donate to my campaign. You can go to NateCain4WV.com. Again, that's Nate Cain, NateCain, the number 4 WV, like West Virginia.com. And I am on all social media. I mean, pretty much if there's social media out there, I'm on it. You know, all of the regulars and on all the conservative platforms as well. And you can find me on there as NateCain4WV is my handle. You know, I would love to you know, have, if there's people in West Virginia that are listening to this, you know, and you're in the second district, I need help. I need volunteers. And for everybody else, as well as the people of West Virginia, I need people who are going to support my campaign by clicking on that donate button up there in the upper right-hand corner. You know, I'm not a politically connected person. I'm not, you know, part of the political machine. And that means that all my donations are coming from, you know, individuals like those that are listening to the show. And you know, running a campaign is not cheap. I will tell you that. And it is exhausting because I have my day job. And as soon as my day job is done, then I got to go out and start campaigning. And I had to start early because, like I said, I don't have the advertising funds and the things to send out, you know, hundreds of thousands of mailers. So I'm actually going out to all 27 counties. And anybody knows about West Virginia, they call it the mountain state for a reason. It is, you know, it takes a long time to get anywhere. And so this month, I will have spoken at 18 different counties. But we are going out and we're putting on town hall events and things like that. We have one coming up. Anybody in the Eastern Panhandle, we're going to be putting on one at the Raritan, the Beddington Raritan in Martinsburg on April 23rd. And so anybody listening to this that's with the press, you're also welcome to come. But I'll be speaking there. And that's an event that I'm putting on. And so it's good. We're pretty excited about it. Everywhere we're going, we're being very well received.
Well, that's awesome, Nate. I want to have you back. I'm, you know, my dad's from Kentucky. The Apalachee Indians and the Appalachian mm-hmm. spirit, the mountain spirit, they declared independence 10 years before the founders got around to it. And I'm wearing my red scarf in honor of that as well. Mm-hmm. I wish you well. We'll give our prayers. I really want you to come on. Pray we can delve into this more. God bless. Definitely. Thank you so much for doing. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point with Nate Cain. Remember, freedom is never given. It's taken. So take it.